أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. France has the largest number of Muslims in the Western world. These French Muslims are primarily immigrants or children of immigrants from North Africa, West Africa, and the Middle Eastern countries. They number about 5.7 million, which makes them 8.8% of the population of France. France takes pride in calling itself a secular state on basis of the 1905 law, where they talked about the separation of the churches and the state. And it claims to promote the idea of liberty and equality among its citizens. The recent events in France and the reaction of President Macron to them is a matter of concern for us in the West, especially in Canada, because whatever happens in France has a ripple effect in Canada, in Quebec, which is our French-speaking province. We have previously seen anti-Muslim sentiments in France, but the recent beheading of the teacher who showed the cartoons of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a classroom discussion last month. And this incident was exploited by the French government to control and curb the freedom of thought of Muslims in France. Muslims are not against freedom of expression. But freedom of expression has its own limitations, especially when it ends up creating hatred towards a visible minority. No Muslim would ever object to an academic work which criticizes Islam and the Prophet of Islam. But when it is done to abuse, demean, and insult the Prophet of Islam, that is where we draw the line. Violent reaction to the cartoon is not acceptable, of course, and we condemn it. But under the same value of freedom of expression, Muslims have a right to express their objection to such cartoons. Publishing them and then using them in a middle school setting as an example of expression or freedom of expression was an unwise decision, because it aids to, increases this sense of xenophobia and Islamophobia in France. The country that gifted the Statue of Liberty to the Americans, it itself is now curbing the rights of Muslim women to wear hijab in government buildings. And now, on the pretext of fighting extremism, President Macron has asked Muslim leaders to accept a charter of Republican values. He has given the leaders of the Muslims in France 15 days ultimatum to accept the charter. What they will do through this charter is they will monitor and control the accreditation of the imams. And this is where we have a problem with it, because isn't this restricting the freedom of thought? Yes. If there are Muslim extremists who justify Islam for their violent agenda, then deal with them as a law and order issue. But why restrict Muslims to think about their faith as an active, factor in their lives? For example, they are talking about this issue of, accreditation of the imams. Well, this goes against this secular idea of separation of the churches and the state. This charter of Republican values is also asking Muslims to say that Islam is a religion and not a political movement. Again, why are you trying to restrict the thought process of the Muslims about their own religion as being an active force in their day-to-day lives? The charter also says that foreign interference in Muslim groups will be prohibited. And this is where we have to realize, is this universally applied to other religious groups in France? What about the Catholics who are in the majority? Are you prohibiting them from seeking guidance from Vatican, which is a church as well as a state? Again, any foreign interference through Muslim extremist groups or entities that disturb peace in the society is to be confronted as a law and order issue. But don't stop Muslims from seeking guidance from genuine and peace, loving religious leaders from their own holy cities. This charter will also restrict the right of homeschooling as far as Muslim parents are concerned. And this is, again, this goes against the secular values that they, talk about. Curbing the rights of Muslim parents to homeschooling, this goes totally against the idea of liberty and freedom. If you respect your Muslim citizens and treat them justly, and you treat them justly, then there will be no need for them to establish private schools or adapt homeschooling for their children. But if you use the public school system to demean their faith and their values and their prophet, then they will exercise their freedom to provide their children the education outside the public system. For the Muslims who become over-emotional on these issues and do things which actually harms Islam and Muslims on a global level, I will ask them to always remember the ayat from Surah Al-Hijr, ayat number 95, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een." But O Muhammad, we surely suffice you against those who mock and ridicule. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken these responsibility upon himself. He is the one who will protect the image of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People like Dante, Rushdie, and Habdu will come and go, but the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will emerge again and again as first among the most influential persons in human history. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.